Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, everybody. Sorry this isn't a full episode. This is a housekeeping mini-sode, but please don't just skip it. We've got some stuff I want to cover just so we don't have to take a ton of time in the next real episode. The first thing up that's worth saying is that Wittenberg to Westphalia has now joined the Lyceum app. We are now on Lyceum. You may not know what Lyceum is. Lyceum is an app for your smartphone that is has a social media function attached to it. Now, there are a bunch of apps that fit that description, but this is the only one that's been designed from the ground up as an educational podcasting app. There's a lot of functionality in the chat rooms for sharing information and pictures and stuff. We've been on there for a few weeks, but things have been pretty busy around here, thus no new episode. But that said, I'm going to be installing the app after I post this, and I will be getting onto the chat rooms and everything. So please come check it out. The two guys who are running the company, Ray Belli of Words for Granted and Zachary Davis of the Ministry of Ideas podcast, both great guys. Their heart is absolutely in the right place, and I'm really excited to see where this whole thing goes. It doesn't hurt that we've, at the Agora Podcast Network, we've formed an alliance of sorts with Lyceum. So we're all really interested to see how this goes. This is just getting off the ground, and we want to see what happens. Speaking of the Agora Podcast Network, I've got two shows that you can listen to while you are waiting for me to drop my next episode. First up is Mid-Atlantic, which is Roy Field Brown, our former Glorious Leaders show, and he does views and reviews from one side of the Atlantic from the point of view of the other, is the tagline. He gets British commentators and American commentators, and they talk about British and American politics. It's a fun show. You should check it out. The other show that I wanted to bring to everyone's attention, and this is very exciting, the show is Black Wall Street 1921 by Nia Clark. And it is the newest member of the Agora Podcast Network. It is an absolute joy to recommend this show to you and to welcome Nia to the network. Nia has a journalism background, which means that her approach to this material is somewhat different from what maybe you're used to, but it's very good, very well researched, and very well done. The subject of the show is the 1921 Tulsa Race Massacre in Tulsa, Oklahoma, sometimes called the Tulsa Race Riot, but given what happened and the actual definition of a riot, I think race massacre is a better term, if not a race pogrom. So go check it out. It's really, usually I'm not the kind of person who likes stories about, like, just depressing stuff, especially, which is probably an odd thing for me to say given the topic of my show, but I appreciate that Nia is addressing a frankly dark topic, but in a way that doesn't make you want to slit your wrists in order to see some color. So yeah, check that out. It's a great show, and really worth your time. So, that said, my show, the next episode is coming along. I'd say the script is 75% written. Things have been going slower than I had hoped. Once I get the script written and I'm happy with it, recording will be pretty quick. Andrew is graduated. Congratulations, Andrew. And, so that's coming. But actually, all that said, the real reason for me to post this mini-sode is that the Intelligent Speech Conference is coming up. I know I mentioned this in the last episode, but the early bird price of $10 ends at the beginning of June. You've got 2 days, so get on that. It's just going up to 15, so if you miss the deadline, okay. But it is going to be an amazing, amazing time. We've got, because it's online now, we've got people from all over the world who are going to be speaking, and that means wherever you are, you can listen in. It's going to be from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the internet. We've got a really exciting technical platform that we're going to be using. We're very excited. Lyceum is sponsoring the event, so that's really exciting. I said this before the last time out. I helped pick a lot of people who are going to be speaking, so it is just, you know, an absolute dream of an event. We're gonna have Jamie Redfern of the History of podcast. We're gonna have Jennifer Dashiell of the Art Curious podcast. We're gonna have Claude Myron Guzer of the Cannonball. So, you know, you pick the topic. We've got all sorts of different coverage. It's not just history. It's everything educational. We've got Robin Pearson's going to be there, History of Byzantium. We've got big names. We've got small names. You know, whatever your preference is, there's someone there for you. So seriously, check it out. It's going to be an amazing time. And act now while you can still get the early bird rate. Along a similar lines, if any of you out there are technically inclined and want to get into the conference for free, we are going to need a couple people to help run things. They will be able to do some behind-the-scenes work in exchange for getting in for free. It'll be four-hour shifts to help run the rooms, but if you can do that in those time slots, get in touch, and we will get you signed up. Minimal levels of technical competence are required, but minimal. So, looking forward to hearing from you all there. I'm going to be doing four different panels myself. I'm not doing my own presentation because I don't have time to do my own original research by myself for this, because I'm helping organize it. But I am still somehow moderating four different panels because I can't say no. Anyway, so check it out. Check out Intelligent Speech. Check out the podcasts I mentioned, and check out Lyceum. Thanks very much, everybody. Talk to you soon.